Report: Joe Manchin's fundraising surged $260,000 while opposing Biden's agenda. By Wendell Hasebo on December 22, 2021. Senator Joe Manchin's, DWV, fundraising reportedly surged $260,000 while opposing President Biden's massive tax and spend welfare package. Manchin's Country Roads PAC received 17 contributions for over $150,000 in October. November's numbers were equally impressive with 19 contributions totaling over $110,000, according to CNBC, citing Federal Election Commission filings. In the 4 months prior to October, when the Senate was not focused on passing Biden's $1.9 trillion reconciliation package, the PAC reportedly did not raise any money. Among the list of companies that reportedly donated to Manchin are American Express, Goldman Sachs, Lockheed Martin, United Health Group, Blue Cross Blue Shield, CNX Resources, Verizon, Union Pacific Wells Fargo, Coal and Mining Industry PUX. CNBC reported $54,000 of the money was spent on lodging, catering, food, beverages, and golf in West Virginia, Florida, and D.C. On Sunday, Manchin announced on Fox News he would not support Biden's $1.9 trillion reconciliation package, capping months of negotiations between Manchin, far-left House members, the White House, and Senate Democrats. Manchin's opposition joins 50 Republican senators who oppose Biden's radical legislation in a 50-50 split Senate. While Manchin has opposed the legislation over fears it would increase 40-year high inflation and cement the American welfare state, Democrat members ridiculed the West Virginia senator for disloyalty. If his comments on Fox and written statement indicate an end to that effort, they represent a sudden and inexplicable reversal in his position, and a breach of his commitments to the president and the senator's colleagues in the House and Senate, the White House scolded. Reports on Monday revealed Manchin, who hails from a state where Biden lost by nearly 40 percentage points in 2020, was considering becoming an independent. "I'm from West Virginia," he stated Monday. "I'm not from where they're, Democrats, from, and they can just beat the living crap out of people and think they'll be submissive, period." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.